You're not ready to meet with God. You dare not die. You cannot die. You go straight to hell for all eternity. You cannot die. I'm ready to die, but you can't. You can't die, so I died for you. I give my life for you. Don't let me die for nothing. I can die, but you weren't ready. Seek God now to save you. You can die and go to heaven like I'm going now. Oh, Jesus Christ, save my soul. This man died for me.
Have you ever wept for any other soul who's going to hell that you stood with? But before she died, she brought them to Christ everywhere, even as she died. Her custom was, whoever she led to Christ, to read to them firstly the hell they had escaped, read from the holy book of the judgment of God they had escaped, and then read the scriptures concerning the heaven they had gained through praying for God to save them. She would read the verses to show them what they had gained, what they have escaped. She was reading of the judgments of God coming upon all who have not been washed in the blood of Christ, where the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. They have no peace day or night. She was reading of the judgments of God. This man suddenly stopped her and touched her and said, Dharma, lady, are you telling me that everyone that has not prayed the prayer I've prayed will go to such punishment for all eternity? She looked at him. She said, it's not what I'm telling you, sir. It's what God says. 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 8, he will return in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and the glory of his power. She went on with all the judgments of God strewn across the entire Bible, especially the New Testament, upon those who would not turn to Christ, who did not come to God and be saved. And as she was reading on, suddenly she saw this man fall down on the ground and cry so loud that she stood up in shock, for she was not used to such emotion. And he cried as he began to weep and sob aloud, groaning, oh my God, oh my God, use me, take me to bring them to thee as I have found thee myself today. Use me, my God, to bring the lost to thee. Save them from hell through me, God. Use me, my God. He wept. You might think that's emotion. Emotion that God doesn't look at. Do you know that man stood up to become one of the greatest soul winners in the history of South Africa? God looked at that cry and answered it. Have you ever wept to God to use you? Have you ever wept to God and groaned before God for the lost that God was obliged to take you up? Have you ever groaned in a way that God had to stoop down and take you up and answer your prayer for someone else other than yourself? Here was a man saved minutes weeping, groaning for the lost, longing for God to use him, and God did. What little time you have left, what will you waste it on? Bring the world to thyself through me, God. All of you who need to make sacrifice of your life to God to bring the world to God. All of you who are guilty. All of you who are not soul winners. I want you tonight to dedicate your life to God to bring the world to Christ. In this verse, the fruit of the uncompromisingly righteous. Are you uncompromisingly righteous? Righteous can mean anything in this world today. Are you uncompromisingly righteous? You know, and God knows, and the devil knows. When you're uncompromisingly righteous, God has such control of you. Those that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars
God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Be ye reconciled to God. 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 For he hath made him to be sin for us.
But the moment God says that of a life, he holds out to you and says, win the world now. You have the right, you uncompromisingly righteous. I give to you, I commit into your hands the ministry of reconciliation.
The moment you have the right through your life in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom ye shine.
Are you a soul winner? Are you a soul winner? Are you a soul winner?
By authority of God and command of God, the moment he washed you in the blood, he commands you. And their blood will be on your hands if you don't obey him.
To warn all men to come and be reconciled to God as you were. As your brother looked at you, one look at your life and thirsted for God, young man. And for hours on his knees, he called on God to save his soul. God saved him from sin. Never wanted it. Look what we would have known. And I'm going to stand in front of God with not one soul. That has broken my heart, Keith. You have your life to live. To win the world for Christ. You're young, you're strong. I've implored people to come to God. I've begged them. I've done all I can to bring them to God. No one has come to God through any effort of mine. I go to stand in front of God alone, empty-handed. And that is why I weep. And he got on his knees and began to weep aloud. Oh, God, have you wept that you've never won a soul to Christ? Has it ever brought you to weep and brokenness? Oh, I believe because God is so holy, his integrity is so perfect and matchless and blameless, that there's an obligation. I say it so reverently, God has an obligation to men in his integrity, to their heart cry, that I believe God in his holiness was obliged. I say it so reverently, to answer this man's prayer and not let him stand in front of him without another soul. I believe God heard that man groaning and weeping. Every step he took influenced men to seek God. His compassion, his desperation made the hardest of sinners melt in moments and weep before God in his presence. He's a drunk, he's an alcoholic. He beat his wife and children to such a pulp that by law he's not allowed to see them. He's come to God. And the man had come to God. So wonderfully his wife got saved. And men know the presence of God is there when you stand speaking to them, as though God did beseech you by us, as though in the place of Christ, urging men in the place of Christ, and they know it, as if it's God himself crying out, looking with love and compassion through you. Has God seen you so groaning for souls that he's taken you as an instrument through which his voice can be heard to the world? You have your life to live, to win the world for Christ. You're young, you're strong. My time's gone and I stand alone. Oh, I've struggled to bring people to Christ. What little time you have left, what will you waste it on? All of you who are not soul winners, I want you tonight to dedicate your life to God. To bring the world to Christ. Bring the world to thyself through me, God. Bring the world to thyself through me, God. Bring the world to thyself through me, God.